Chapter 32, Bodily Sensations. This experience is, as you've probably guessed, all about being with bodily sensations. And it has three parts. First, we're going to simply breathe and feel those sensations. Then we'll step back and witness them. And finally, we'll turn them all over to the divine. So let yourself get into a comfortable position, one that you can hold for a while, or rather one that you can relax into for a while. We don't want any holding going on here. And before you close your eyes, you might like to read the statement in your journal where you've described the issue that you're investigating. Or if it's very front and center in your awareness, you can skip that step altogether. Then, when you feel you have the situation very clear and present in your awareness, you can let your eyes close and become aware of your breathing. Once again, feeling your awareness shifting from the outer world of the senses to the inner world, where the soul lives. So allow the breath to carry your awareness within. And now, as you sit with the issue, just letting it rest in your awareness, invite any and all body sensations that are connected to it to simply arise, breathing and feeling whatever is present within your physical form. And let's allow a few moments for your awareness to simply move about on the breath and notice whatever you're drawn to first. You can begin with that one, or the one that's the strongest. Just feel whatever is present. It might be a tightness, or a dull ache, or a sharp pain, or some other sensation that's somewhere in your physical body. And just let yourself become aware of it, and then feel it and breathe into it. Just invite your breath and your awareness to flow right toward it and into it as it feels right. Let it be the way it is. And just feeling the sensation, however it's presenting itself, and letting the breath and your awareness move right toward it and into it as feels appropriate. So breathing and feeling whatever that sensation is communicating. And you may find that as you're with the sensation, as you're really releasing all resistance to it and all ideas that something else should be going on, the sensation receives the acceptance that it may have been craving for a long time. And it gives way. It just simply segues into whatever is next, which may be another sensation, or it may be a glimpse of peace in between sensations that are more challenging. All you really need to do is just follow the trail of sensations wherever it takes you and however it unfolds. So let's say your journey began with a pain in your belly. As you breathe into it and feel it and are with it, it may subside, only to be replaced by a throbbing in your temples. And so that's the clue that you need of where to go next. It's as simple as that. We're really just following a trail of crumbs. And the soul is so beautifully laying down that trail, we don't have to question it at all. We can completely trust that whatever it brings us to next is exactly the next step in unwinding this trail of sensations that have been keeping you in feeling tense and contracted. And so, as you may remember, a sensation may also intensify before it gives way to the next. And that's fine too. That's all part of the process. We don't have to resist that or make that wrong in any way. Sometimes things have been crunched inside of us for so long that as they expand out, as the breath and our awareness give them permission to come forward, they may come forward in a pretty intense way. And that's really, for me, a symptom of how much they really need our loving acceptance. And so whatever unfolds, all you really need to do is follow the trail of energy as it unspools from one sensation to the next, or from beginning layers of a sensation down into deeper layers, more powerful layers, more hidden and contracted layers. Just simply following the trail is all that we need to do. Because this is exactly how the overcoats of bodily discomfort unravel and fall away. And so the main thing is to let this part of the process take as long as it wants. When the sensations become quiet, or when you feel you've been with them as much as you can for now, it's time for the next step in the process. So I would suggest pushing the pause button and letting yourself just go into this process of breathing and feeling and being with whatever sensations are present until that journey comes to its own natural conclusion and there is nothing more going on. And in fact, you may be experiencing a sense of peace and inner quiet and stillness. That always is a sign that the journey of being with the sensations is complete for now. So I hope you have used the pause button to go more deeply into yourself and to experience that beautiful flow of awareness going from one sensation to the next, or from one sensation in its outer layers to the inner more layers that may be more intense, more powerful, stronger, and needing even more of our love and compassion for ourselves. I hope you've arrived at a place of quiet within that lets you know that for now, this part of the journey is complete. And we can move on to part two, which is about witnessing the body sensations. So once again, become aware of the self that you are, beneath all the layers of overcoats on the surface of your being. Now, witness the bodily sensations that you have just experienced through the eyes of the true self. Some may still be present, or you can observe what was there and what has now kind of segued into that experience of inner quiet and peace. You can even work with those sensations of peace, of stillness, of lack of anything troubling going on by being with them, witnessing them. Whatever you are present with is what it is, and you really don't need to know what to do with any of them. In fact, there is nothing to do with any of what is present, just to be with it. Remember that ultimately, troubling sensations have no truth, no reality, and no power. Even the strongest and most disturbing bodily sensations are only illusory apparitions passing through the vastness of the self that you are. As a divine soul, you are simply in the experience of whatever is going on within you. As a divine self, you can remind your human self, these sensations have no ultimate truth, power, or reality. Simply be with them and witness them as the soul that you are. If you'd like more time for that, push the pause button and let the process unfold with as much space around it as it wants. At some point, being with the bodily sensations connected to your issue or challenge is going to feel complete for now. And that tells us that it's time to turn them over to the divine. Which brings us to part three, turn bodily sensations over to God. Are you ready to turn over any body sensations that are still present? Are you ready to gather up all the ones that you've been with and breathed into and felt? With the simple innocence of a little child, you can talk to the divine. You might say something like, God, I know these sensations are not who I really am. Please take them from me so I can go free. Feel your willingness to release them all. And now let them go. Feel the infinite oneness taking them into itself as you let go of them. All of those sensations will be transmuted back into pure life energy in the right timing. It may happen right away or it may take some time. Feel the lightness and the spaciousness in those places where those sensations once lived in you. Enjoy the newfound sense of openness where discomfort used to be. You are releasing overcoats of bodily unease, tightness, and contraction. Layer by layer, you're finding your way through the challenge you are exploring.